This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins as they try to conquer eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. Ukraine's military on Saturday reported missile, rocket, and airstrikes in multiple parts of the country that Moscow is trying to capture after months of resistance. The latest battles of Russia's 9.5-month war in Ukraine have centered on four provinces that Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed to have annexed in September. Russia has battered Bakhmut with rockets for more than half the year. Some buildings there remain standing, but the battle has heated up around Bakhmut in recent weeks since the fall of Kherson. During a meeting Monday in Brussels, European Union foreign ministers are considering fresh sanctions against Russia and more money to help Ukraine's military. The proposed EU package being discussed in Brussels would provide about $2.1 billion to fund arms deliveries for Ukraine. Ahead of the meeting, Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielis Landsbergis told reporters he hopes the EU his EU colleagues are quick to act and do not get bogged down in debate.
There's not a single more important issue than Russia's war against Ukraine. Unfortunately, many things that we have to discuss, it feels as if we are a little bit stuck in a cold mud. I hope that we're not frozen in that mud when it comes to sanctions, when it comes to macrofinancial assistance to Ukraine, and weapon deliveries. And the real hope is that we are not waiting for something additionally horrible to happen in Ukraine for us to get unstuck.
The mayor of the southeastern Ukrainian city of Melitopol said strong explosions during the weekend in the vicinity of the Russian-held city killed dozens and injured up to 200 Russian servicemen. This is VOA News. John Kirby, the U.S. National Security Council coordinator or communications coordinator Sunday, defended the deal brokered by the U.S. Biden administration that traded convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout for U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner last week. Griner's return to the U.S. sparked debate about prisoner swaps and increased vulnerability for U.S. travelers abroad. The release has resurfaced the debate. Do prisoner swaps do more harm than good? On the program, Kirby said the deal was what they got last week. It was the deal that was possible. It was the deal they could get now. It was the moment to act, and they executed it. He also said Russia would not make a deal in these circumstances to release U.S. Michigan businessman Paul Whelan, held on what U.S. officials say are trumped-up espionage charges.
They hold Mr. Whelan differently because of these espionage charges, and so we're working through that now. We are now more informed. Clearly, having gone through this process over the last few months, we're more informed. We have a better sense of the context here, where the Russians' expectations are, and we're just going to keep working at it.
Griner was jailed earlier this year for carrying cannabis vape oil when arriving to play in Russia for a Russian basketball team. Peru's newest president, Dina Boluarte, has given in to protesters' demands, announcing in a nationally televised address she will send Congress a proposal to move up that country's elections. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Boluarte says she wants to interpret the will of the citizenship, so has decided to assume the initiative and reach an agreement with the Congress of the Republic to bring forward the general elections for the month of April 2024. The new president's speech comes after thousands of demonstrators rallied in Peru for another day on Sunday to demand that she resign and elections be rescheduled. The protests turned deadly, officials saying there were at least two reported deaths in a remote community in the Andes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron says free condoms will be available in pharmacies for anyone up to the age of 25 starting next year. The new measure comes as the rate of sexually transmitted diseases and inflation are both on the rise in France. Originally, Macron announced the condoms would be available to people between the ages of 18 and 25, but he was challenged on social media about not making the condoms available to minors, and he decided to expand the program to anyone up to the age of 25. Girls and women already receive free birth control in France. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, please go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.